Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's raining. It's pouring. But I ain't complaining. 'Cause I love the rain.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. To some people, this music is simply the song from that Cherry Coke commercial. But it's actually a work by the London-based band called The Real Tuesday Weld. Despite the name, The Real Tuesday Weld has nothing to do with the American actress and everything to do with vocalist and songwriter Stephen Coates, who makes music with an unlikely but appealing blend of old sounds and new. Coates' albums are more like old-fashioned radio plays than a collection of singles. His latest album is called The London Book of the Dead. Stephen Coates is The Real Tuesday Weld, and my guest on Soundcheck. Stephen, good to have you here.
Nice to be here.
So this antique beat style that you have developed, where do these kind of old-fashioned sounds, not just, you know, acoustic instruments, but sounds that seem to come from the classic American songbook of Cole Porter, where does that come from for you?
Okay, so I grew up in a peculiar house where my father and my great uncle were sort of totalitarian jazz easy listening freaks. So like
totalitarian easy listening freaks.
So nothing was allowed. Nothing was allowed through the door unless it went through that filter. So I think I had a slightly peculiar upbringing. I didn't really pay much attention to other things at all, musically speaking. And in fact, I was on a different path. I was on a sort of artistic path. Mm-hmm. A few things happened, I had some sort of significant dreams, and which guided me in the direction of making music.
And did Tuesday Weld appear to you in one of these dreams?
The first dream, Al Boley, the 1930s British crooner, appeared to me at Piccadilly Circus. You're not taking my dreams seriously. And sort of gave me this kind of, I can't really describe, injunction, I suppose, to make music. And then Tuesday Weld appeared in the dream the next night. So I took those two things as a sign. No, but actually, so when I actually started to make music, what happened was is that I wanted to make music which sounded like I remembered it sounding in the next room when I was a kid growing up with my great uncle George playing these records. So that's how I started.
To me, it sounds like Cole Porter and Serge Gainsbourg have been hitting that absinthe bottle too hard.
Thank you. I'll take that.
And there is a song on the new album called The London Book of the Dead called Kicks, mm-hmm. which Cole Porter fans will have no trouble recognizing where you've poached this material from. The band is The Real Tuesday Weld. Stephen Coates is the man behind this London-based group. The album's called The London Book of the Dead and Kicks. Are you credited as the songwriter here, or is Cole Porter getting...
Are you kidding? Of course. It's like, no, what happened was, I mean, they say it's an homage, it's a tribute. I'm a Cole Porter fan, but actually, this song, it's a different sentiment, right? I mean, I don't get my kicks out of you. It's not... I get my kicks out of cocaine, right? So it's a different tune, believe it or not, as well. But I think Cole Porter is credited with me as the songwriter. So I finally made it. I finally co-wrote a song with Cole Porter.
Who was in no position to argue, after
That's
all.
That's right. But of course, it's an homage, yeah.
So it's an homage. It's not. You're not being ironic about these old songs.
I think there is something ironic about it. And actually, this song in this album is not actually sung to a sort of a lover you've fallen out with. It's actually sung to your parents. It's like, I don't get my kicks out of you. I'm growing up. You know, that's what it is for me. So. I love Cole Porter and I love that music and stuff. And I think it's an homage in that sense, but yeah, it's got a different kind of irony. But I think he was pretty ironic, though.
Yeah. Well, now you mentioned that you sort of went down this musical path as the result of a couple of dreams, one of which featured Tuesday Weld. And so this gave you carte blanche to basically steal this woman's identity as the real Tuesday Weld. How did that...
Well, I didn't see it that way. I mean, I think I'm a fan, right, of hers. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, the Cincinnati Kid was a big influence, you know, when I was a kid. I love that film. And I love her. So it's not meant with any disrespect. It's, you know, I suppose there is a sort of identity issue going on there, maybe for me more than for her, but...
Well, I wonder about that, because if you go on the internet and type in TuesdayWeld.com, you don't get her. You get you.
You get me. I'm the real Tuesday Weld.
You're the real Tuesday Weld. What does the real Tuesday Weld think of you and your work?
I don't know. I mean, I think, obviously, I suspect she's aware if she's got a computer.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I hope she's happy, because it's meant. That, you know, I mean it as a positive thing. There's nothing sort of impudent going on.
I'm not buying that for a second. Stephen Coates is my guest on Soundcheck from London. He is the man behind the one-man band, The Real Tuesday Weld, although there are lots of other musicians coming and going on the record. The record is called The London Book of the Dead. Mm-hmm. Why?
Well, obviously there's a bit of a play on the Tibetan Book of the Dead, but The Tibetan Book of the Dead is a text about an intermediate state between death and the next birth. And I found myself in such an intermediate state when I was making this record. And I also felt that London also was in this intermediate state and something was changing. So,
all right, let's take you first. How did you find yourself in this state between life and rebirth? What was going on?
Well, totally out of the blue, I became a father.
Okay.
2 weeks later, my father died. Okay, so I was in this kind of... not both things which were actually very positive. It wasn't a kind of, you know, some morbid psycho thing, but it did fling me into a sort of psychic merry-go-round.
You know, so you were literally seeing both ends of that circle of life and death.
One door opens, okay. One door closes.
And London?
London. Well, I mean, everything I've done is against this background of the city for me. You know, the city's important in the work. And, of course, cities always change. They're always going through death cycles and birth cycles. And maybe it's just me, but I had this sense of, you know, things changing in the city, a sort of slightly apocalyptic feel, you know. And that might be just me. But so it really, I think that the record somehow felt like it came out of that. As previous records have done, in fact, in a funny way.
So do records like The London Book of the Dead, or before that, The Return of the... looks like Clerkenwell, I guess you say Clerkenwell.
Kid, yeah.
Clerkenwell Kid. Are they telling stories?
Yeah, I mean, excuse me, this record, to me, is the story of a soul from birth, adolescent, romance, despair, acceptance, death... rebirth, you know, it's like they've got that cycle thing. Big stuff. The previous record, The Return of the Clerkenwell Kid, was the story of a love affair from before its beginning to after its end.
Right.
The one before that, I, Lucifer, was a soundtrack to the novel I, Lucifer by Glenn Duncan, which is a story of the devil in London.
So, again, London, the backdrop for all of it. How does Dorothy Parker work into this cycle of the soul moving through its passage through life?
Well, I think Dorothy Parker, for me, that's like a, you know, reading maybe again, I'm sort of coming out of adolescence, that thing about reading an author that, particularly from a small town, as I was, how an author can sort of liberate you in some way. There's something about the way they write, actually, or about their life. And, you know, if you're from a small provincial English town, Dorothy Parker, you know, sipping an apple martini in the Algonquin was a kind of way out. You know, that image was a way out.
It was a kind of iconic image.
It was iconic, yeah, an iconic image. And I think when you're sort of certain times in your life, those things really matter to you. And it's maybe some image of glamour or something. But at the same time, she was a tragic character. So there's something in that, you know.
Well, this is the song Dorothy Parker Blue. It is from my guest Stephen Coates and his band The Real Tuesday Weld from the new album The London Book of the Dead.
Dorothy Parker always knew what it felt like being you. Dorothy Parker always knew what you'd say and what you'd do. Dorothy Parker got you through the politic of feeling blue. Dorothy Parker made you feel like someone. Dorothy Parker found the truth, found the truth, found the truth, the alchemy of ink and booze. Dorothy Parker let you loose, let you loose, let you loose into the world beyond your books. Dorothy Parker lost.
The band is The Real Tuesday Weld. The album is The London Book of the Dead, and this song is called Dorothy Parker Blue. We're speaking with Stephen Coates, a.k.a. The Real Tuesday Weld. And many of your albums, especially, you know, you mentioned I, Lucifer, The Return of the Clark and Well Kid, now the new one, London Book of the Dead, to me, they seem almost like mid-20th century radio plays, the way they're set up. You know, they're not, you don't have the hit tune as track one, and, you know, everything follows from that. They seem to be constructed for different reasons than that. How do you go about putting these albums together?
Well, that's quite a good analogy, because I like the radio show sort of vibe. I love soundtrack albums as well, like, you know, the soundtrack from the film albums. And quite often, if an album's laid out that way, you've got this sense of a story going on behind the soundtrack. If you haven't seen the film, quite often still you get a sense there's a story going on.
If it's been done right, yeah.
Yeah, if it's been done right. So for me, the ideal thing will be to do an album which has that feeling that you don't quite know what it is, but there's a story going
there's
on.
There's a sense of a narrative arc, yeah.
Yeah.
But in your case, that arc goes over three records, because the character of the Clark and Well Kid appears first in a track on I, Lucifer. Then there's the whole record, The Return of the Clark and Well Kid. And then we have on the new record this piece called The Decline and Fall of the Clark and Well Kid.
That's right.
How many alter egos do you need? I mean, you're The Real Tuesday Well, you're the Clark and Well. Who is this character?
Right. Well, look at that character. I suppose it's an alter ego, but one night in Clark and Well, in the middle of the night, I went out for a walk, being an insomniac. I met a guy who was dressed in a very particular way and had a very strong effect on me. I've never seen him since. In my mind, I called him the Clark and Well Kid. It was in this district of London. And it kind of took on, or he took on, a life of his own. So I started to write songs about him. And actually, I've got a whole website devoted to him. And I'm writing a novel about him. So it's like it's just taken on a kind of life of its own. So.
And the novel, the stuff on the website, has a kind of post-apocalyptic cast to it, as you were talking about London perhaps being in this sort of state. Let's hear this track, though. This is from the London Book of the Dead, and it's called The Decline and Fall of the Clark and Well Kid from The Real Tuesday Weld.
One day in May, it suddenly happened.
The decline and fall of the Clerkenwell Kid is from The Real Tuesday Weld, a.k.a. Stephen Coates. My guest on Soundcheck, his new album is called The London Book of the Dead. So the Clerkenwell Kid, we've met this guy over the course of three of your records, and now he's selling Cherry Coke. How did you feel about that when you heard your music on that that commercial?
Well, I felt relieved, actually.
Really?
In some ways, yeah, because it took quite a while to get there. It's a difficult thing, isn't it? It's like an artist putting their music with to sell a product, right? Tom Waits won't do that.
Right.
In fact, he sued somebody for actually...
Successfully.
Successfully sued somebody for trying to sound like him. But in the world that we live in now, or certainly the world that I live in now, is that to stay alive as a musician is a different sort of thing, you know. So for me, there's no issue there at all, as long as I think the ad is a good ad. And I thought it was a great ad. I liked it. They nicked the scene from Magnolia, but it was like, it was a good ad. So I know, actually, you know, for fans in a way, maybe people don't like that, and I can understand it, but...
It works. Gets your music out there.
It gets the music out there, and I'm here, you know.
Stephen Coates, looking well, is my guest on Soundcheck. He is The Real Tuesday Weld, the name of the band, and the album is called The London Book of the Dead. In the background, though, from a different project called Cinematic, is Stephen's remix of a Duke Ellington tune called Paris Blue, and this will play us out. Stephen, thanks very much for joining us today.
You're really welcome. Thanks for having me.
And that'll do it for today's show. Tomorrow on Soundcheck, classical music has surprised many naysayers with its upward sales boost over the past year, thanks largely to online downloading. Tomorrow, we'll find out how classical music's quote-unquote long tail is changing an industry. Also tomorrow, the Brooklyn-based Americana outfit known as the M Shanghai String Band will play live in our studio. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. She had help today from Edward Haber. The program is produced by Brian Wise and Joel Meyer, with help from Jesse Teresi. Our senior producer is Gisele Regatow, and our executive producer is Chris Bannon. I'm John Schaefer. Join us again at this time tomorrow for the next Soundcheck here at 93.9 FM WNYC.